So yesterday we learned it was Hey Nisan. Today is yesterday, right? And today is Vav Nisan. And Vav Nisan is the Nasi of God, and the Nasi of God is El Yosef Ben Du'uel. El Yosef Ben Du'uel should be interpreted as El Yosef. He either added or he gathered in. Arachaim says El Yosef could refer to gathering in because the Bnei God were the first ones to gather in to their cities. They're first ones who wanted to be settled. They're the ones that asked Moshe Rabbeinu, let's be settled. We will send our men out to fight, but our family should be settled. And then the Arachaim says that El Yosef Ben Du'el may refer to the idea that we can add. El Yosef, God added an area of land that it seems was not initially envisioned to be part of Eretz Yisrael, certainly not envisioned to be at that time. And I was thinking that the Koyach, every Nasi brings, every Shevet brings something to the Nishkan. Every Nasi, every Shevet brings something to Ulas Yisrael. So El Yosef Ben Du'uel brings the concept of adding, being Mishadesh. Very first mitzvah we got is the mitzvah of, as a people, leaving Mitzrayim, as a Chodesh Azelachem, that Klal Yisrael has the ability to initiate the calendar, to initiate the months, to initiate Kedushas Yom Tov. Klal Yisrael later on has the ability to add Kedusha, to add Kedusha to a fruit and make a truma, to add Kedusha to an animal and make it a korban. One of the kolchos, one of the powers that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael, the individual and the tzibur as well. The tzibur can add Kedusha to Yerushalayim. The tzibur is able to extend the, add, to be Mekadesh this week's parsha, the Koyen, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us how the Koyen establishes his own Kedusha. So the one of the important kolchos that Klal Yisrael has to recognize in building a Mishkan is that ultimately the sanctity of the Mishkan is going to be established from the Ribbono Shel Olam through human effort. And one of the kolchos that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to appreciate in establishing the Geula is our ability to be Mechadesh, to add on, to increase the sanctity that Kadosh Baruch Hu has put into this world. Ben Du'uel, but it has to be from an awareness of the Ribbono Shlom's plan, the Ribbono Shlom's Torah. That's one of the great hazards. If a person appreciates his ability to be Moseph, his ability to be add-on, but is not well-rooted in a genuine awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu's of the Ritzon HaBorei. So Chazal, for example, when they added on to various suyogim and shvusim when it comes to Shabbos, they understood human nature and what was required, but they also worked very hard to understand what each malacha meant, and then added on other creative activities which mirrored those malachas. In a few weeks ago in Shul, we pointed out an idea from the Meshech Chachma, where the Meshech Chachma said that, no, it was the Meshech Chachma, it was from some Revolbi, where Revolbi said that the ideas which are most impactful in our lives are the ideas, in various mitzvahs, are the ideas which Chazal added. Our Shabbos is shaped much more by the prohibition of Muktzah, and by the prohibition of business, by the prohibition of by speaking differently and engaging differently than it is by the prohibition of harvesting, or the prohibition of slaughtering, the prohibition of tanning. So Chazal understood the El Yosef Ben Du'uel. They understood what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to accomplish, Yardu Lesev Das Boirei, they're able to understand the depth of God's interest, and then they're able, Ben Duel, then El Yosef, then they're able to add on, then they're able to create institutions that would be dynamic and make sure that the Shabbos that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael is the Shabbos that speaks to every Jew. Tefillah, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael the concept of davening, but it required Chazal, the second base of Mikdash, to give us the template that would make sure we were able to daven for generations. So God understood, God represents that koyach which Klal Yisrael needs in order to be able to make it through the Midbar, in order to be able to make it through till Zaman Geula. That's the koyach of the sixth day of Nisan. That's, we often pointed out, the very first Mishnah of Masechtas Avos, Kevu Masunim Vadin, Hamidu Talmidim Harbei, the Anshei Knesset Agdola, who were probably the most creative group of Chachamim that established the protocols for Klal Yisrael that would make sure that we would survive from the time of Churban Bais till Bias Goyal, the second base of Mikdash. The one Anshei Knesset Agdola began the recording of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Susa Yogla Torah, protector, Talmidim Harbei. You have to have an intimate understanding of the breadth of the people you're speaking to. Mesunim Adin, slow, careful. That's the Uel. El Yosef ben the Uel. So God represents the ability, and not only the ability, the mandate for Jewish leadership to understand Torah to its depth, understand Klal Yisrael, and create the various protocols that will make sure that Torah maintains itself in a vibrant way and brings Klal Yisrael to times of Geula. And it's fascinating that the Or HaChaim saw in the name El Yosef Ben Duel not only the idea of being Mosif, adding, broadening, but El Yosef to gather in, to create the idea of being settled, the idea of having Yishuv Adas, that God understood that the productivity that their people will have if they have homes, have towns, have their businesses nearby, and are settled. It's not a kind of settlement that we would envision where the men are fighting in Eretz Yisrael. But the first people to introduce, the Ruach Haim says, the concept of settling down, so to speak, going into the cities of Amori and creating what we would call community, El Yosef, to gather in, Ben Du'el, from an understanding of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. So to me, it's fascinating that the Ruach Haim should see what we would normally see as opposing energies. The energy, the creative energy, the one that wants to add, the one that wants to broaden, and the one that wants to be settled. But the insight is that both are necessary for each other. That we can only penetrate ideas with depth when a person has a settled mind, what we call Yishuv Hadas. And a person can only have Yishuv Hadas if he has the insight which allows him to breathe, to expand, to be curious, to go beyond himself. So even though it looks like two opposing ideas, the way Kadosh Baruch Hu made the human being is that creativity yields to a certain ability to feel comfortable and to feel settled, and being settled and having comfort gives us the background where we can exercise our du'uel creativity. These are the kochos of geula that we should think about on the sixth of Sivan, and certainly the first. The truth is that we are experiencing both of these kochos now. The degree of in some ways boldness, in some ways creativity, that Rabbanim have now in order to understand what has to be said to people in order to be safe, and in order to make sure that their Yom Tov is a is again a safe Yom Tov. The creativity in halacha that has to be applied day by day to balance the principles of the practice of halacha, which some of the efforts that human beings have now. And at the same time, the greatest bikush that we have right now, I think the deepest bikush, is Tevisha Vadas. What I believe we're missing at the root is, and what we can articulate, what we come to recognize, is something that is so essential for a human being to be productive, to be an Eved Hashem, to be able to maintain the optimism that is so important for Tzelem Elokim, is first Yishuv Adas, to be able to be settled, to have some kind of either predictability or to have some level of comfort with the lack of predictability. That's what the idea that is expressed in God, and that's why God had the insight of having a piece of land, which ultimately would be, as the Navi, as the Moshe Rabbeinu describes, a sher sham, that there, sof and chalkas mechayking, that ultimately was a place of Moshe Rabbeinu, and because in order for us to be able to be Abdei Hashem, we need to have both the inside of Chacham and the Duel, but we need so badly to have the Eliyosof to be able to be gathered in, but gathered in with a sense of comfort and with a sense of, again, either a routine, a productive routine, or at least the ability to be comfortable and with the lack of routine. Either one can provide a person with Yishuv Adas, but the importance of Yishuv Adas, the importance of being settled, of having a calm mind, of not having pachad or anxiety, so we understand so well the challenge to achieve it, and we understand the depth of its importance. And hopefully, through the exercise that the Baruch Hu is putting us through right now, we not only will achieve, we not only will appreciate Yishuv Adas, but we will find new strengths within ourselves, within our community, to achieve Yishuv Adas. Always we pray that we achieve this degree of settledness with ease and with comfort and in good health and prosperity, and we show the Rabbeinu Shlom that we know what we can do with Yishuv Adas, which is born out of good health and prosperity. That's Vav Nisan, Rez Hashem, these brachas we should come to embrace and be blessed with in very, very, very quickly.